One day while walking down life's long road, we met a man in Saffron Road. Papa Pardo was his name. He was chanting the holy name. He said, come with me, my daughters and sons. Your spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare thank you.
तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमदायने गौरतिशेन गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदानय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदुं तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिह्वामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं
First of all, my millions of humble
obeisance
and in the lotus feet of my Parma Aradhya Dev, Srila Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pasishman Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And send millions of dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pasishman Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I'm very happy. Oh, they have arranged to send here jewels. So many jewels here, as he told. I think that a council like this, it is very rare in whole world nowadays. Very rare. You are so fortunate to come and join this assembly. You cannot have so jewels here like Madhav Maharaj, Arand Maharaj, old Maharaj,
Asra Maharaj,
Sar Maharaj, on Kirtaniya like
Kishori Mohan,
or preachers and Kirtaniya like
Vishakha
Sudevi Manjari and this
Samrani Didi.
Very hard to assemble at a time. You are so much fortunate to relish these things. And so sweet Harikatha, powerful Katha. So you should think that how fortunate you are.
Especially that Srila Gurudev is here, we are most fortunate.
I think that himself, Srila Swami Maharaj, and Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, and all our Guru Parampara, and sparing us. Again, at the time of Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, what he did, miracle. Oh, now he is doing, being
Aprakat Leela.
Behind curtain. Behind curtain. And he is what?
Pulling the face.
And we are all dancing. So I think that I am not alone. Their mercies are with me. And so good preaching is going on everywhere. And all are attracted. I think that all now feeling some strength in them. And they are inspired to do bhajan. Some wants to give up family life and to join. Also I know. So many. And if us, we can certainly take them and give chance. So you should come with me in Navadvip, in Godroom. When Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or writing bhajan
rahasya.
Come. Perhaps some of you, or most of you, you know where that place, Godroom Kunja. Ananda Sukhada Kunja there. Oh, then he is telling. Oh, Aparanna Kaliya. Bhajan. Fifth, perhaps?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Fifth. What is that? Bhajan, but with Ashakti, in the stage of Ashakti. I have told briefly about Chaturth Jam, Fourth Jam, and that is?
Ruchi.
Ruchi. I have explained Ruchi. Ruchi is not Buddhi Purvika. Not with?
Not with intelligence.
By the use of intelligence and consideration.
Yes. Oh, automatically it comes. Up to Nishtha with Buddhi Purvaka. With Nishtha, in Nishtha, we think it and do it.
By intelligence.
But we have explained yesterday in class that when Ruchi comes, then no need of intelligence. Automatically something comes. And when it is paripakva, matured, this, oh, then asakti comes. What is the meaning of asakti? Oh, you should explain by standing. What is that stage and what becomes? In brief. Hear very carefully and try to take it in your heart. Oh, after 2 days, we will go to our homes. We will return. Don't go
empty-handed.
Take something. Otherwise you will be weak. So very carefully you should all take it in your heart.
Maganatimanandasa Ganandana Salakaya Chakshuran Litam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama.
Very brief.
Srila Gurudev so ordered me to speak a few words about this stage called Asakti. Asakti means deep attachment when the devotee is doing bhajan in the stage of ruchi. And his taste becomes so thick that that taste no longer is dependent upon the quality of the ingredients. Whether the deity is dressed beautifully or not, anyway, when he sees the deity, his heart is melting. Or if he hears any kirtan, or even if the singing is not good, it is out of time, anyway, it's Krishna's name. And he has so much taste in that. Now, going beyond that stage, even beyond that stage, his taste is increasing more and more, and it comes to the stage of asakti. In this stage of asakti, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described the mood of the devotee. What is that? Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja stita duli sadrisham vichintaya. Please, I am, accept me like your foot dust. Who? O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant. It means that when asakti comes, there is a very powerful and turbulent desire awakens within the heart for service, directly to serve Radha and Krishna themselves. By Siddha Deha, this desire is becoming very strong. At first, when asakti comes...
Oh, don't close your eyes. Here.
At first, when asakti comes, there it will be deep attachment to bhajan. That means chanting, remembering, doing the hearing from pure Vaishnavas. There's a very deep attachment to this. But then when asakti becomes deeper, then from bhajan asakti becomes bhajaniya asakti. Realization is coming. And he becomes more attached to the object of his bhajan, Radha and Krishna themselves. Not that his attachment for bhajan goes away, but rather the emphasis now changes, that his deepest attachment is actually to the object of his bhajan, Radha and Krishna. In this stage of asakti, then what happens? Rati abhas. The semblance of all the symptoms of bhav begins to come in the stage of asakti. What is that? Shantirabhyata kalatvam virakti manasunyata ashabanda sumutkante namagana sadaruchi. Nine symptoms, they are of bhav. But in the stage of asakti, oh, just the semblance of this will come. At that time, a guru, understanding the deep attachment of the disciple, he will give him very deep and confidential instruction how to cross over the threshold of asakti and enter into the stage of bhav bhakti.
Thank you. For example, what is asakti? Example can be given only from this world, because we know this. From that world we cannot understand. Oh, there was a Brahmin boy, very scholar, learned. Oh, he was married to a very pretty, beautiful girl. And he was serving his father, mother and all. His name was Bilva Mangal. Perhaps you know. Oh, he had some chandals also, gradually. And he was happy in his family life. Very attached to his family. Oh, when he was, anyway, went to town for anything, to marketing or anything. And he fell in the trap of a very beautiful and what?
Attractive
prostitute. And especially, she used to glorify Krishna. And used to sing beautiful songs of Krishna pastimes with meeting and in separation.
Both.
And those who used to hear, they used to weep bitterly. He went there anyhow. And he fell in the trap of that prostitute. And thus, he was so attached gradually. His attachment to his family life, family persons, oh, washed away. And whole
attachment
came in that prostitute. And he was so attached that gradually he brought golden vessels, golden all these things.
Ornaments
of his wife and here and there and all the wealth of his father gradually. And he gave. You know, prostitutes, they want money, wealth. They don't think that he is a qualified person, he is good person or bad person. Anyhow, they want to milk his whole
money.
money, wealth, and everything. Gradually he began to take, and he gave. And one day, it was raining, and it was the 12th day of his father's funeral ceremony. And so many Brahmins were there, and all were engaged in that festival. More than 100,000 of Brahmins were there. All were engaged. But what this person, this fellow, he watching, only remembering, how to go there, how to go there. And anyhow, he made any trick and he took so many preparation, sweet preparation from there. And he
make a big knot.
And then he was going there. But there was a river. And by chance, in the river there was so much flood. It was so flood that how to pass? He must pass.
How to cross the river?
And he must cross anyhow. And he saw that there is perhaps like a
dry wood.
Dry wood?
Log.
Wet wood.
Dry log.
Log. And by this I can. And he took that help. And anyhow he crossed the river. And it was too cold, very cold, severe cold. Anyhow he crossed and then he went there, but it was too night. Too night. So door was
closed.
There was no way to go enter. He saw that the walls are very high. I should cross. But how? He saw that there was a rope.
Hanging rope.
And thus he took that. And he reached on the top of the wall. But he slipped and fell down.
The other side.
Inside.
And there became a sound like dhap. And then prostitute told his maid servant, go and see what has fallen down. She went, Bilvamangal, how he reached here, from where he jumped. And she saw that he was senseless. At once, prostitute and her maid servant took him in the house and they warmed his body and sense came. Then prostitute told, how bogus you are. Very bogus. For this stool and urine and blood, this body full of all these things, you are so much attached. If you are attached to Krishna, how good it was. But you are attached to this
blood, mucus,
blood, urine and so many bogus things. You should get out from here. This came in his heart like arrow. Tell me how you came in this night. It was so much heavy rain. So much flood in the river. And our walls are so
high.
How you came? I came anyhow by
hanging rope you put.
In the cross. There was a wood, dry wood, and I took. By that help I came. They saw that this was not
log.
What it was? Dead body, rotten, and so much
foul smell coming.
But he was senseless. She was so attached. Like he used dogs for beaches. So much attached. He had no sense at all for this. And then, how you crossed this wall? He saw that there was no rope. Really, it was a very poisonous snake. And doing like this, and she crossed this. Then he rebuked her. And chest raised. Chi-chi. Fie on you, fie. And this came in his heart like
piercing
arrow.
And at once, by his past life Sukriti, at once came.
But impression.
And he left his body, his house. Oh, even in the night I am going to Vrindavan, I will go. And then when he began to go, then he fell flat on his lotus feet. Oh, don't go. But he had
a strong desire
to go there, Krishna. Only it was, why he decided to go? Because, past life's Sukriti was so much now collected that he remembered this. Fie on me, why I'm here? At once, this is Asakti. And then, third time, his Asakti was changed. First, from family person, wife and children, it came to that prostitute. And secondly, where it went on prostitute. And then thirdly, it came to
Krishna.
So, this is the Asakti. And how he was attached to Krishna. That at once, Kavitva Shakti came in his heart. Kavitva Shakti means?
Poetic power.
Poetic power. And he began to, but how to go to Vrindavan? How to? This was a problem. And then he saw that. But anyhow, he went on. And in the way, he was thirsty. And he saw some ladies pulling water from a well. And he saw that very beautiful a girl was there, newly married. And now his thirst was where?
For the beauty of that girl.
The beauty of the girl. He could not check himself. I want to, to drink some water. Can you give? Lady said, yes.
Why not?
And he took water. And then he followed that lady. Went to his house, her house. His husband, he entered in his house. And he was waiting there for that lady. His husband told, what do you want? Sadhu Maharaj. He became like now Sadhu.
Long beard.
No. What do you want? I want to meet your wife. He went. He was very siddha-sadha, simple.
Very simple-hearted.
He wants anything. So he went and called his wife. She came and, what service we may do? He told that, give your
two hairpins.
Hairpins. And what he did? He took. She gave.
He thought maybe any.
She could not thought that.
What he will do with it.
But she gave. But because he was begging, and she gave, and he
plucked his eyes.
At once, blood came, and he became blind. This is the symptom. Now, attachment for Krishna. Anywhere my eyes are attracting here and there. So better to
take out
for Krishna. And then he was going. At once Krishna came in a shape of a very
small boy.
You're not a small, very small. At the age for about 5. He was not sing, but his voice was very, very
sweet.
Oh, Baba, where you are going? Who are you? I am a baby.
Village boy.
I'm going to Vrindavan. I also want to go to Vrindavan. Can you take me with you? Why not? You can hold my stick and I will go, and with me you can come. And at that time, he was remembering causeless mercy of Krishna, and poetry was coming automatically. And then, What?
Chintamanir jayati somagirir.
Chintamani jayati somagirir gurur me.
Siksha gurushcha bhagavan.
Sikhipuchcha maulim. And thus, first. Oh, and Krishna was what doing? Writing in his heart. And that is, this book is called Krishna Karna Amrita. Nectar for the ear of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected this book from the
South India
and he brought to Puri, and it was written by all the associate, and they made it their
Kantahar.
So this is the attachment. Can you give your attachments to Krishna, for Krishna? This is it. It is very hard. But one day we will have to in this stage, and then you can have asakti and that rati. And then to Vrindavan Golok. Otherwise, impossible. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that a sloka that he explained. Ainanda tunaja kinkaram patitakma visame bhavam budhau kripayato pad pankaja sthitu dhuli sutra samvishintaya. What is telling? O Nanda Tanuj, he had not told Krishna. Nanda Tanuj. Nanda Baba is so kind.
So generous.
For all. For Vasudeva Maharaj, his own son, he told that you should be there for some time. As he is kind. So you should be kind to me for this. Oh, myself, patitam. What?
Fallen.
What fallen? Where fallen? Endless chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. So many things. Oh, in the attachment, in the ocean of attachment for family, worldly things, bogus things, I am so much attached. Bishame bhavam budhau. Bhavam budhau means? Endless ocean of birth and death. And I am realizing threefold miseries also, always. I am burning from them. But even I don't want to come out from that miseries. Even I want to be there. Again and again, Krishna, what? Inspires. But we don't awake up. We don't realize this. Oh, Prabhu, kripaya, by your causeless mercy, you should think me your kinkar, always like a dust, always attached to your lotus feet. Don't
remove
from there. And weeping. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing all these things to Swarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda, weeping. Oh, this is the transcendental, uska yahi swarup hai.
Constitutional
form of the jivas. But, Jivar Swarup hai Krishnir Nityadas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving instruction to us. Here you can realize this only in this stage of this asakti that we are explaining. And at that time, in his prayers, told in so much dinata,
With humility.
And with weeping, tears are in his eyes, heart melting, prayers. At that time, Krishna also hears. He wants to be here. Before this, he cannot hear. What I told you? Oh, give me. In turn simple
on,
words.
Turn it on, please, Ramaji Prabhu.
Srila Gaudiya has explained that at this stage of Asakti, the sadhaka, he prays and tears coming from his eyes, his heart is melting. Hmm. And this is when Krishna hears his prayers. Although before that, he does not.
Before this, Asakti stage, if anyone crying, weeping, Krishna does not hear. Who hears? Paramatma. Sakshi.
Witness.
Like a judge. Like in court cases. Oh, both party advocates, they are
arguing.
And judge only hearing. He cannot do anything, expertly or anything. He only hears. Same way. Now we will weep bitterly, we will die even. But our heart is full of so many worldly things and unearth and offenses. Oh, he will not. You should go on doing lives and lives. But he will not hear. Oh, as a sakshi we will see her. But not heart, his heart will melt.
So, Srila Bhakti Thakur has told, Saranga Saranagati Hrishya Jaha Tahar Pratha Sinanda Kumar. And other place, Srila Chakravarti Thakur has told in Raghavadma Chandrika, though Krishna is so much absorbed in Braj Leela, if any general sadhak will pray, who will hear?
Left it.
Then how we can reconcile these three things?
Oh, you should try. First hear, let me hear. So, at that time, Sakshi is hearing and he cannot do anything. But when? Anartha will go away. And first Nishtha will come. And after that matured stage of Nishtha, if Ruchi will come. And after Ruchi, Asakti is coming. And especially Asakti, first Asakti to Sadhan and Bhajan.
Bhajan Visayak.
And after that it will come to?
Bhajaniya Visayak.
Oh, that Krishna. And weep at that time. Oh, he will weep and pray like Bilva Mangal. Like Madhvendra Puri, you know? Madhvendra Puri. Like gopis. Oh, Bilva Mangal is somewhat in the stage of Rati coming. And Madhvendra Puri, he has reached that position, more superior. And gopis are Siddha, Nitya Siddha. So, in the prayer, there will be some difference in prayer. And Krishna will hear, but like somewhat
different
gradations.
He will hear Bilva Mangal. But he will hear more. And he is bound to hear
the control
of gopis. So three kinds of prayers in that. Siddha, sadhak, siddha pray, and then
parikar.
Now, I have told something about Bilva Mangal. And he has told so many things. Very pathetic. But he is in the side of Krishna. He has prayed everything for Krishna. And here, supremacy of Krishna is there. There, Radhika is also like messaging Krishna feet, like a dasi. But we prefer Prabodhananda Saraswati. Why? Or something. But his prayers are more superior, or Radha Dasi like. My Aradhya Devi Radhika should not so much worry for Krishna. Krishna should be worried for
Radhika.
Or Radhika. Oh, Krishna. Krishna should call her. Why Radhika should call? So opposite like. Very more pathetic. What is telling? Bansi karan nipatita skhalitam shikhandam brashtan chapi tabasanam brajarajasun jasya kataksha sarghat vimurshitasya tan radhika charna renum. Or radhika charna renum asma, not Krishna charna, but here in Bilva Mangal, oh Krishna charna renum aham smarami. I will explain all these things later on. They will come, these slokas will come here. So Madhavendra Puri, what telling? What is he now? Madhavendra Puri? Ai dina dayatra nath mathura nath kadavalokyase hridayam tad aloka katarm dait brahmat kim karm. Oh, what should I do? What should I do? His restless heart melting. Ai dina dayatra nath. What meaning? Ai dina dayatra. What meaning? Ai dina dayatra nath.
Oh, Krishna, your heart is always melting for those who are in a very pitiful condition.
But why not melting for me? I'm so wretched. I'm praying you, but I mean, your heart. Oh, Mathura nath. Now you have gone to Mathura. And now your heart has been so
hard
with the association of Mathura Bhashi, like a crew and others. That is why you are not melting to me. Please melt. Aidyadanadranath, he Mathura nath. Kadavalokase. When I will take your darshan. Please be merciful to me. I am dying for you. Hridayam tad aloka kataram, without your darshan, I am just going to die. Really he was like to. So, at that time, Madhavendra Puri was like date. So many more sattvic bhav were coming. Weeping. At that time, Ishwar Puri Bhav was serving. And at seeing that, his one of disciple Ramchandra Puri perhaps, he came and told, why you are weeping? You are Brahmavadi. You should see everywhere is Brahma. Why you are weeping? So, get out, this what fellow, wretched fellow. I don't want to see your face. And he was driven out. And Rishwat Puripad was serving, taking his all devotion. So, you know, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, what became of Ramchandra Puri and what became of Ishwar Puri. And gopis, what are telling? They are Siddha. Hey Nath, hey Ramana, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Dasyaste Kripanaya Sakhe Darshan Me Darshaya Me Sannirin. Uddhav went to Braja To
console the gopis, console the Brajavasis.
Brajavasi, especially his father and mother, and more especially for gopis. He went and saw in what stage they were. Even seeing a bimbo, they thought that, this black has come from black. And that black is the wholesale dealer of madhu.
Liquor.
Always drinking and
intoxicated.
And this fellow has black has come from. All blacks are
like this.
This. All are cheaters, dhurta, lampata. Sometimes in anger mood and sometimes far. Or sometimes very polite, very polite. And so so many modes came, 10 kinds of mood. Pralap, sanlap, abhijalpa, prajalpa, abhijalpa. Oh, so many
jalpas.
We can tell the words but not touching these modes, otherwise you will be senseless. We are not qualified to hear. But I am giving only some direction. For your bhajan, that you should develop. Bhakti like is a current. Swamiji brought that river, a flow of bhakti. And he was thinking that I should bring my all devotees, all disciples, to take bath in current. But what happened? Oh, Krishna called him. He went weeping to his Prabhu to serve. They went to the bank of river, his disciples, but they could not touch the water. They wanted to block the river. Oh, Harikatha is only up to this point, not after that. We should not go. So they made a
dam
there. And what result? The river became
damaged,
polluted.
Polluted so much. Worms were
insects.
The water was not useful for taking bath or taking water or anything, because the water was dry. And gradually it became dry. But river should be always in current. If I am not telling you, then you will be up to that point and you cannot
progress.
So I am telling all these things. That you should know that bhakti is like a current. And if I am not giving all these ideas bhajan, so you will be choked, blocked. And thus, gradually you will give up all these things. Oh, Harikatha is up to but nothing after that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, really he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. He wants that we should realize all these things and we should taste something. So, I'm telling you that thing of the gopis. He Nath, Raman, Kwasi Kwasi Mahapuja, Dasya Te Kripanaya, Sakhemi Darshaya Sanli. Gopis what? In the last stage of their more separation, about to die. Uddhava is hearing. And he's thinking, what high class of love and affection I've never heard before. Never before. What is this? Very strange thing, new thing. Oh, now I am realizing. Krishna is boundless merciful. And for this, Krishna has sent me to be admitted in the school of gopis, love school of gopis, to be admitted. But I think I am not qualified to be admitted. He saw all these things. And he returned back to Mathura. And he is telling to Krishna these things. Oh Krishna, you are asking the stage of gopis, the avastha,
condition
of gopis. What should I tell? I cannot tell anything. Oh, weeping, and they are telling, He Nath, He Ramana, He Nayanabhiram, Kwasi Kwasi Mahapuja. Oh, if you have told that I am come tomorrow or day after tomorrow, I must come. By Daute Kai.
By messenger.
What was messenger? His words were messenger. You have promised. But one day went. Aaj gaya, kal gaya, parso gaya, barso gaya. But Krishna is not return. What meaning? Aaj, kal, parso, barso?
Today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day.
Oh, how can I? Lalita is sending some message to Krishna in Mathura. Oh, you told that I am coming. But you never came. You are like a cheater. Oh, you should know that if you are not coming tomorrow, then you cannot meet with Radhika. And Radhika cannot meet. Never. You should know. What will happen? Oh, so many things are there. In Ujjwal Nilmani. So, Gaur Premanande. A kirtan like this. Do you remember? Yes. Oh, yes.
Microphone.
Give them to
us.
Oh, Prabhu, what name?
Sarva.
Nirgun.
Nirgun.
Nirgun Wala.
Pushpadanta Prabhu.
Pushpadanta. Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We have requested for deep installation. It will take place tomorrow 6:30 a.m. Whoever requested for the deep installation, I am requesting them to be present in Buddha's house at 6:30 a.m. with the DT Sangha Kalathanaliya. Hare Krishna. And somebody here.
Thus ends the class on the 3rd of June. 2002 in the evening in Badger, California. Hare Krishna.